Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look in Psalm 103. We were there just earlier, but look again. Psalm 103. Verse 1 says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Are there any benefits to this Christian life, this Christian walk? There's more than one benefit. There are benefits, plural. With a lot of Christians, to hear them talk, the only benefit they ever talk about is missing hell. Not going to hell when you die, getting to go to heaven. Now, if that's the only one you had, that'd be great. But there are more than one benefit to being a Christian and walking with the Lord. Forget not all. Sounds like more than a couple. Yes, sir. Forget not all His benefits. And then it mentions the top two benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities. What sin, what transgression is there that the Lord won't forgive? Somebody says, what about the unpardonable sin? Most people don't have a clue what that might be. They just heard somebody else refer to it. But just a quick abbreviated version of it. If you have done what the Bible refers to in that, you refuse to ask for forgiveness. You are unrepentant. You won't come back to the Lord. You don't want to be right with Him. If you want to be right with Him, if you're willing to ask Him to forgive you, you have not done that. I'm not going to take an hour to teach on that, but you have not done that. If you want to be right with God, if you're willing to repent, you have not committed the so-called unpardonable sin. So what that, then you understand how this is absolutely true. He forgives what? Anybody that will come and genuinely repent, He will forgive you. All your iniquities. Guess what else He does? Who heals some special cases that we just don't know why, but God sometimes do some special things to show His power, but it's not for everybody. It used to happen a lot, like back in the day, but now that we have the written Bible and the day of the apostles is passed and the foundation of the church is laid, and we just don't need all that anymore. No. Nope. He forgives all my iniquities, and He heals all my diseases, because He is the Lord that healeth me. Do you understand? It's not enough for you just to believe God can heal. You can believe that all your life and never receive a healing. Did you know the Bible said the devils believe there is God and in God and they tremble? Well, they don't get saved. It's not enough to just believe that Jesus is a Savior. You have to receive Him as my Savior. Believe in Him specifically and purposefully. Jesus is the Lord my righteousness. The Lord who has saved me and washed me and redeemed me and made me holy. He's my Redeemer. Amen. My Savior. Yes. He's Savior to me. Amen. And He forgives me of all my iniquities. And washed me of all my unrighteousness. Well, you need to go on, because there are other benefits to be had. You also not only must believe that He could heal if He wanted to. That's not going to get you there. I said that's not going to get you there. What must you believe? Lord, Same thing. Amen. You are, I receive you as my healer. You heal all my issues. Is that right? Any dis-ease, any problem. You're my healer. You heal everything. Just like you forgive everything. Now, a lot, you lose a lot of people right there. They go, well, we all have, you know, problems, and everybody goes through stuff. Well, you're making exceptions. You're making excuses. You could say the same thing about Him forgiving you too. You could say the same thing about Him meeting your needs. We have all come short. But if we had not experienced the fullness of this, it wasn't because it was not His will. It was because we didn't believe it and receive it for some reason. It's God's will. He's not willing that any should perish. It's God's perfect will for everybody to be saved. Will they be? No. But it's not His fault. In the like manner, it's God's will for everybody to be healed of everything. Will they be? No. But it's not His fault. It's been provided for. When Jesus went to the scourging post, He took our infirmities. He bore our sicknesses. He carried our pains. Did He just carry part of them? Part of them. Part of them. For some lucky people. No. When He said, "It is finished," did He accomplish a complete redemption? Did He go spirit and soul and body? Did He redeem us spirit, soul, and body? Has He done everything that ever needs to be done when He sat down at the right hand of majesty on high? It's done. I said it's done. It is bought and paid for. Sadly, there will be millions who will refuse to believe in Him and will go off into eternity lost. It's terribly sad. But it's not His fault, and it never was His will. Because they won't believe it, and they won't receive it. Everything else in God's that way. He said, "I set before you life, death, blessing, cursing. You choose." Didn't He say it? Am I quoting Scripture? You choose. You choose. Oh, I see you sitting up in church here. I believe you have chosen to believe. I think you have. Hallelujah. Well, you got to not be moved by what you feel or what you see or have experienced or haven't experienced or somebody did or somebody didn't. Amen. Don't let that be the basis for your convictions and your belief. Let the unchanging, unfailing Word of the Most High be your solid foundation of what you believe, and you believe it no matter what. The Word doesn't change, so your believing doesn't change. Amen. Let this be a pillar in your life. Let it go deep into your heart. This is not something you're trying to figure out or wondering if you believe or contemplating, or you're not open to any arguments about it. You are completely persuaded and convinced and settled that Jesus is, God is, my healer. My healer. My healer. He heals me every day of my life. You're going to need some healing every day of your life. A lot of times it's so small you don't even notice it, but it keeps you from having bigger problems. And ever how much you need, He's more than enough. Come on, somebody say that loud again. The Lord is the God who heals me. Hallelujah. Say it to Him. You are the God who heals me. You are the God who heals me. You are the God who heals me. You can have miracles and not get any more complicated than that. Just that right there. You are the God who heals me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are the God who heals me. Go with me, please, to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, towards the end of the chapter here, about verse 43. We need it established that He is the healer and that healing is His will. We'll continue to talk about that as time goes on. But also, we need to learn how He does it and how we receive it. Anybody interested in this? So we're going to be going back and forth, as far as I know, on these for some length of time. And I believe it's available to us to be one of the healedest churches. I know that's not good English. One of the most healed. I believe it's available to us. It's already bought and paid for. Just a lot of folks don't believe it. But we do. We do. Luke 4, towards the end of the chapter here, I want you to see how it happened in the ministry of Jesus. And Lord, I'm praying right now, asking You with these folks together with me, I pray that how You ministered, the reality of Your ministry would become more clear and real to us in these days now and in these days moving forward than ever before. That we would get to relive it and experience it. What You did and how You did it, because You never change, Lord. You never change. Somebody say, I believe it. We ask for it. And we believe we receive it. Glory be to God. The Lord is our healer. The Lord who heals us. How many would acknowledge, if you read the New Testament enough to know, healing is a big part of the New Testament? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, continued through the book of Acts. Healing, 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 healing. Thousands and thousands healed. Was healing a big part of Jesus' ministry? Big part. Why? You got folks that think they got it figured out and say, well, it was to prove His divinity. No, it wasn't. I said, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. If it was to prove His divinity, He would have certainly done differently in His own hometown. Amen. I mean, where do you want to come off looking good any more than in your own hometown? Amen. The Bible said in His own hometown, He could there, didn't say He decided not to, He could there do no mighty works. Amen. And it was because of their unbelief.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.